see young girl of the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah. You don't get to hear Elvis because I have to turn the microphone on. Sorry about that. I cut you right out of it, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it must be about 10 after, well, 11 after to be exact, 10 o'clock. And it is Chamber Chat, the Chamber serving Meeker County.
Correct.
How long has it been that?
You know, I think about 5 years rebranded. So,
Yeah, because I remember before that it was just the Litchfield Chamber, and or not just, but I mean that's the way it was handled then. You have a position open, and we're just talking about the fact that what's nice to hear is there's. Instead of having to go beg people, there's a lot of applicants.
Yeah, we've been really lucky, and a lot of qualified applicants, too, for the position. So that was nice to see. So we're kind of in the process of all of that right now. So hopefully we'll have some positive news to share by the middle of next month. And
why not?
Yeah.
What the heck? That's the way to do it. If you hadn't noticed, if you drive by downtown Litchfield, there's some action going on the front of one of the buildings.
Yeah, it looks like AirPro is getting a new sign.
How about that? Yeah.
It's pretty nice.
It does. You know, it's going to be, they put the darker windows in, and then they, you know, with their open sign and everything. And now with that, it's just really going to be attractive there. And, you know, it kind of, each little thing helps.
Absolutely. And if you haven't been on the inside, even more beautiful.
And I haven't. And I know that I've heard that from other people, that they've done a nice job there.
They have.
And I think maybe even have taken ownership of the building next door and things like that. So, yeah. But good. That's all good stuff. Now, from your little list of stuff, what do you got for us today on our Chamber Chat?
Well, I guess the biggest thing coming up is our online auction. I'm continuing to get those packages over to our auction sponsor, Steffes. Mm-hmm. And I work with Taylor Henderson over there, and she gets all of that uploaded so that you're able to go on, and there's a description, there's an image, so you can kind of see what that package entails, who donated it. So so far I think I've sent over 24 packages.
Okay, so that's just getting there.
Absolutely, yeah. And
you hope to have maybe even double that, don't you?
Right, yeah.
When it's all done.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if we'll have as many this year, but we'll still have a decent amount, and and we're accepting contributions for that through Friday, March 7th.
It is. Okay.
So if you still, we've kind of extended that. So if you still want to give something for that, we'll absolutely accept it.
Think about that, folks, if you're listening in the background there, that, you know, something that you could put together and maybe not even just out of your own office, to know that the people from the chamber serving Meeker County will put it together with other things and things like that.
Yep. Yeah. So even if, you know, we've got a couple contributions of like a $20 to $25 gift card, and we'll pair it with another package.
Right.
So we do our handiwork to kind of create these groupings. So.
Hey, I'm looking for a new golf club. Anything on there?
There's golf-related stuff, just
is
not
there?
A club.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Yeah, we have a lot of good stuff, and that auction's going to run Monday, March 17th through Sunday, March 23rd.
That'll sneak right up on us.
Yeah, and it gets, I mean, it's kind of addicting, to be honest, because I have bid on my fair share of things.
Yes, yeah.
But it's fun. It's fun to see, the different packages and what they go for. And, it's exciting.
What are we going to do with the funds?
We are looking to get some conference-style tables and chairs.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we have some kind of hand-me-down tables and chairs from a previous business that upgraded, which is wonderful and has gotten us by.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be nice to have something a little nicer and, create more of a professional space for us to use it for our lunch and learns, to host businesses if we need to.
Right.
You know, we just have that space available and really like to utilize it to the best of our ability.
One of the things a lot of times when we get into, it's almost March that we don't talk about is the fact that if people are either moving into a new business or have moved their business, whatever, if there is a reason that you think, you know what, I would like to be part of that Chamber of Commerce, you don't have to do that at January, right?
No, you can do it at any time. And we, this year specifically, we're kind of changing over to a January renewal for everybody. Mm-hmm. But for those that maybe started mid-year, we just prorate those membership fees for them.
Yeah, okay.
So they're not having to pay, you know, an entire membership year if they join in June.
Yeah, because I know there's just down south of you, there's a new owner at a coffee place.
Yeah.
And I assume that they'll probably be part of your action.
Yeah, absolutely. We're always, and you know, if you have a new business in town and you want more information about the chamber or you want to help spread that word and let them know that we're here, and we are always open to new businesses.
Yeah, and there's other advantages too being a chamber member.
Absolutely.
Once in a while we can get them in here because they get the you know, a day on the radio if they
exactly. Yeah, we have a lot of different you know, we have a different tiers of membership too, so, and they all come with their own unique benefits, and you know, every Chamber of Commerce is so different in how they do their memberships. So even if you're a member of one and you're thinking, oh well, you know, one is good enough, if you're interested to see, you know, what the other ones offer, it's a great way to expand your business into other communities.
And I know even, and I know maybe you don't participate per se on a daily basis, whatever, but we even have a Minnesota Chamber of Commerce.
We do, yeah. Yes, we are members of that. So great connection, and and you know, they're all, we consider them partnerships more than, you know, because somebody recently asked if we would consider like, for instance, Hutchinson a competitor, and I don't really see it that way. No. I feel like we offer such different things, and we really try to collaborate and support each other, because I mean, at the end of the day, it's about, you know, creating a strong business community.
Right. I mean, you've got kind of your I don't know if you call it service area, but area, and that's why I like the fact that we call it the area Chamber of Commerce.
Right.
You know, because it really plays into that. So.
Absolutely. And, you know, we have businesses from all over the state. It's really, we have quite a variety, so.
Yeah. Okay. Good. What else have you got on your list there? I didn't want to cut you off. We got
a little off
subject, but I do that.
Next big thing we have coming up besides the auction is our chamber social. So that is open to anyone and everyone. If you want to just come and visit with us or learn more about what we have to offer, you can come and do that on March 26th from 9:30 to 11 at our office. We'll have 26th. Some.
Let me see, where is that?
That's you're looking at February.
No, but that little corner up there.
Oh, yeah. There it is.
I was just trying to figure out what day of the week it was. For me, I have to do that, otherwise
it's a Wednesday.
Get lost on there. Yes, yeah. I see that. It's a Wednesday.
So, you can come and we'll have some treats. And so even if you just come for coffee and a treat,
there
that's great.
Why not?
Right?
Well, let's do it, huh? And then, and I know because it takes a lot of pre-planning, that you guys need to be pre-planning for a big event where there's going to be marching bands in town.
Yeah, on the Visitors Bureau side of things, we are in full planning mode for the parade of bands.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that is going to take place Tuesday, June 17th at 6 p.m. And looking for roughly 12 food vendors this year, a couple local ones, and then some from out of town. But I think we're looking at probably 11 bands and then 12 with Litchfield. So,
right. Oh.
I know.
That'll be busy.
Yeah, it's
How
always.
Did the food vendors do last year?
We heard all positive things. Yeah. The majority of them sold out. So we're just thinking, you know, we had, I don't know if you were there, but we had quite the lines going on for food. So we're hoping that by adding a couple more food vendors, it'll alleviate some of that. I don't think it'll affect how much people sell. I just think people are going to sell. just as much, if not more.
Yeah, right. Because they're there. And I mean, we don't want to discount the fact that either before or after, you could go to one of your other chamber members and have a little bite to eat.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, whether it's one of the restaurants or one of the drive-thrus, you know, just it's the whole thing is you're going to have a lot of people in town to draw from.
Exactly. Yeah. I think, no matter the location, I think anywhere within this, within the Litchfield area is going to be busy. So,
yeah. Okay. Anything else you would like to add for us this morning?
You know, no, just, maybe just saying that, just a reminder that we're here. We, yep.
And take a look at that, at the auction.
Yep. Take a look at the auction.
Are viewable.
Yes. And all of the funds will go back into just creating our professional space and, and
beautiful.
Yeah.
All right. How do we get a hold of you?
320-693-8184, litch.com, or on Facebook, Instagram, or you can stop by at 219 North Sibley Avenue.
All right. And next week, we shall chat with you again at the same time, same place.
We'll see you then.
Gotcha.
At the head of the Chamber of Commerce.
What would the Chamber of Commerce say?
The Chamber of Commerce. Courtesy of girls of the Chamber of Commerce.